Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 684. Visible translated text is as follows. W.M. Cook, W.J. Elder, A.B. Houston, J.T. Bourne, W.M. Wright, C.B. McGinnis, F.P. Kepner, W.C. Hale, L. Boy C., M.G. Caldwell, A.W. Hunt, W.C. Patterson, all sworn for the state, testified that they knew C.B. Dalton, that his general character for truth and veracity was good, and that they would believe him on oath. Mrs. H.B. Johnson, Miss Marie Carr, Miss Nellie Pettis, Mary Davis, Mrs. Mary B. Walia C., Estelle Winkle, Carrie Smith, all sworn for the defendant, testified that they were formerly employed at the National Pencil Company and worked at the factory for a period varying from 3 days to 3.5 years, that Leo M. Frank's character for lasciviousness was bad. Miss Mamie Kitchens, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I have worked at the National Pencil Company 2 years. I am on the fourth floor. I have not been called by the defense. Six Miss Jones and Miss Howard have also not been called by the defense to testify. I was in the dressing room with Miss Irene Jackson when she was undressed. Mr. Frank opened the door, stuck his head inside. He did not knock. He just stood there and laughed. Miss Jackson said, "Well, we are dressing, blame it." And then he shut the door. Cross-examination. Yes, he asked us if we didn't have any work to do. It was during business hours. We didn't have any work to do. We were going to leave. I have never met Mr. Frank anywhere or any time for immoral purposes. Miss Ruth Robinson, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I have seen Leo M. Frank talking to Mary Fagan. He was talking to her about her work, not very often. He would just tell her, while she was at work, about her work. He would stand just close enough to tell her about her work. He would show her how to put rubbers in the pencils. He would just take up the pencil and show her how to do it. That's all I saw him do. I heard him speak to her. He called her Mary. That was last summer.